Striking images of the burning spire at Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris on Monday have been shared on television screens, newspapers, and social media sites worldwide. Now officials are working to determine the extent of the damage and considering how to rebuild the roughly 800-year-old church. Dr. Michael Davis is a professor of art history and the chair of architectural studies at Mount Holyoke College in Western Massachusetts. Davis has published works on numerous cathedrals, including Notre Dame, and described to WAMC's Ray Graff what has made the Paris landmark so notable.
I think Victor Hugo had it just about right when he cast Notre Dame in a starring role in, you know, his novel Notre Dame de Paris, the Hunchback of Notre Dame, where he really saw in the stones and the succession of styles and the long construction history really a kind of story of the birth of France as a nation state and the subsequent ups and downs, historical and political vicissitudes that really were reflected on its fabric and through its history.
I have read, and I have no idea if this is apocryphal, that some 12,000 oak trees were used to build the ceiling of the original cathedral. That's virtually a forest.
Right, right. That's in fact what they called the roof structure, le forêt, literally means the forest. And, you know, I don't know if 12,000 is an accurate number, but certainly a roof structure. And, you know, ironically, that was probably the most original and untouched part of the building that disappeared, because it's one of the few roof structures, timber roof structures, to survive pretty much intact since the Middle Ages. And, you know, they estimate some of those trees, when they were felled in the late 12th or early 13th century, were maybe 400 or 500 years old at that point. And so we're looking at trees or timber that may have, you know, dated back to the 6th century.
In today's dollars, is there any way to estimate how much it cost to build the thing?
That's very difficult. I suppose a kind of maybe a better index would be to remember that, let's say, a good annual wage for a skilled master mason was about 10 pounds a year in the 13th century. I think annual construction costs at a building like Notre Dame maybe ran 1,000 pounds or somewhat above per year. So you can kind of tell the, you know, the relative value of things. So, but it's hard, you know, it's hard to kind of translate that exactly, you know, from you know, medieval currency and values into today's dollars. But it certainly would have, you know, run into the billions.
Most of us, most of the world, watched as the spire, fully engulfed in flames, fell.
Mm-hmm.
And the fire burned for hours. Yet there is optimism expressed that the cathedral will rise again, hundreds of millions of euros and dollars already being pledged for the rebuilding. In your opinion, what can be rebuilt and what is lost for good?
Well, certainly, I guess, the original fabric, you know, most grievously, the original timbers of the roof structure, you know, those are certainly gone. But I agree that the damage was not as bad as I had feared. I mean, you looked at the pictures of the conflagration on the, you know, the television or a screen, and it just, you wondered if anything was going to survive that that blaze. But amazingly, it seems that the vaults, the stone ceiling over the interior space, came through in pretty good shape. You know, I was certainly holding my breath and awaiting its collapse. because with the spire coming down, collapsing onto the vaults, and then the timbers and the roof structure falling onto the vaults, I thought, they're going to be gone too. But I think, there's some cause for relief here about how the building came through that fire. But I think one has to be maybe a little cautious because wait for careful architectural inspection, especially the condition of the masonry, because when you superheat stone, it doesn't burst into flames, but it can calcify and really lose its structural integrity. So we'll see what experts find on an inspection about how much of the surviving structure, especially in the upper part of the building near the roof fire, might be salvageable.